From the island nation of Cape Verde comes the late Cesaria Evora, known as the country's foremost practitioner of morna, a genre of music strongly associated with the island off the coast of West Africa and complete with influences from West African percussive designs combined with Portuguese fado that would in time come to be called morna, unique to Cape Verde.
Onde a menina, a boca tem comparação. Bota papia de máxima, tintirote na figueira. Esboa fama, tudo alguém já tá com cheiro. Esboca grande já ganhou. Bota papia mais que ninguém. Onde a menina.
Just what is morna? Well, in its simplest construct, morna is a brand of West African blues used for both singing and dancing. And like Portuguese fado, its not-so-distant cousin, morna songs were originally mournful tunes about the sea, life challenges of the poor, lost love, and life as a migrant worker. Today, morna songs cover just about anything, while still following its long-standing musical form. Born in 1941 and one of six children, Cesaria Evora, affectionately called the Barefoot Diva because she never wore shoes on stage, got her earliest taste of music from her father, a part-time musician in Mindelo, São Vicente, Cape Verde. She was known locally to have a fine voice at an early age, and when she turned 16, Cesaria took a friend's advice to sing at a sailor's tavern. Still in her early 20s, she landed gigs on cruise ships that stopped over in Mindelo. Appearances on local radio would follow. Led by the lilting, bluesy flow of a clarinet, Evora, also known as the Queen of Morna, sings Chishenshi Shirasi, a song about a small Cape Verdean bird that almost never stops chirping. In the song, Evora offers a life lesson about a little girl who, like the bird, talks just a little bit too much. In 1985, decades after her start on cruise ships, Evora received an invitation to sing in Portugal, where she was, as they say, discovered, with two major albums following in 1988 and 1992, and a Grammy Award for her 2003 album, Voz de Amor. Cesaria Evora's health would dramatically decline in 2010, abruptly causing her to retire. And in December of 2011, the world mourned her loss. She was perhaps her country's and the genre's most accomplished artist. Today, the sound of morna is played in Cape Verdean migrant communities across the globe, particularly in New England, Portugal, the Netherlands, France, West Africa, parts of Latin America, and in the U.S. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in a series exploring music the world over and its power to create greater understanding of those near and far.